This week we have been looking at the power of God versus the power of the world. To whom, then, will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? The prophet Isaiah was writing to bring comfort to those in exile, to those who thought they had been forgotten by God. They had grown weary and discouraged, yet Isaiah brought them hope. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they that wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God, our Heavenly Father, gives us tangible proof of his love, grace, and mercy. By sending Jesus to bear our sin, to redeem us from our transgressions, as well as from the power of the devil and even death, we now have hope. Although in life we will grow weary, and we will sleep for a while, yet we have the sure and certain hope of life everlasting, because we have been forgiven. That forgiveness is not because of our strength, for even youth shall faint and grow weary. That forgiveness is a gift given to us for the sake of Christ Jesus. Join us at Trinity Lutheran Church on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to hear more of God's rich grace, love, and mercy. May our Lord continue to bless you. Amen.